The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We'd like to hear the time you were naked, or as I like to say, naked. Why don't you like when I say naked?
It's something
a little too redneck for you?
No, honestly, my dad used to be like, they were naked.
is that from something?
Still do that.
I just think it's in the South, they do N-E-K-K-I-D. You know, you're like, they was naked. It's like, yeah. So it's just a little of that. I don't know why.
I don't know why. It just gives me like secondhand embarrassment.
The naked part or just well, me saying it like that?
Both. The naked part is why I'm so uncomfortable as well, because girls don't get, I don't think we get caught naked so often.
I think you do just as often as, you're telling me, the first thing that springs to my mind when I think of naked is I'm at a hotel. Like I think I was in Napa and I ordered just like, I was so hammered from wine or whatever. So I ordered a bunch of room service and then it's sitting there and you just don't want to let it. You don't want to wake up in the morning and have all that like half decomposing food. So you're like, I'm just going to sit in the hallway.
Naked?
Well, you're naked. Like nothing.
I'm not going anywhere near a hallway naked.
Yeah, but you're not just opening any door naked.
Like, because
two in the morning, you're just like, and I'm just like.
And what if the person across from you opened their door at the exact moment to do the same thing and you were both naked and you just had a.
What if she's gorgeous and our eyes lock and we're like, are you hammered too? Like, I don't know. But like, so then I set it outside and I'm like, don't want to leave it in front of the door because then I'll trip over it in the morning. So I like move it over and then you hear that click.
No.
And you're like, son of a.
No, never.
You owe whatever hotel that happened to damages.
Why?
Because you were running around naked.
I didn't run because running jostles. I grabbed the, top of the thing, the food thing. And put it over my berries.
And what about your behind?
Oh, I'm going to only take things head on. Nobody's behind me. I'm just...
In a hotel, anyone can be behind you at any moment.
No, but at 2 in the morning, nobody's coming out of their rooms.
It's just a guy's butt.
Right.
I don't want to
get, I knew somebody else staying in the hotel, so I went and pounded on their door and got their robe.
Oh, okay.
And then I went down to the desk and got a key.
Yeah, that's okay, pretty good.
You didn't put it on, but you did.
No, I had the robe though, just in case.
Right.
Yeah. You could have shot me in the junk and I had my shield. I was like Captain America.
In Napa.
Yeah, in Napa. Okay. The real reason we got talking about this is some dude in England got fined because he went through a drive-through naked.
Which?
That's illegal.
What are they for? He didn't go into the restaurant. I'm in my car.
Yeah.
It's indecent exposure.
Yeah. When the person sticks their arm out to say, here's your order, sir, they're also going to go, and drop it on you.
Yeah, but if it's donuts, it works, right?
Stop. Only if you're... And here I was thinking, oh, I have a naked story.
Yeah.
Are you gonna give us yours? I was trying to get into the shower once.
Okay.
And I opened the curtain, and there was the largest cockroach I've ever seen. So I was fighting it, fully naked. Oh, trying to kill that little
thing.
How?
Like, you, there's no way you have the bravery to hit it with your naked foot.
No, I have like a cockroach spray. It was rock bottom for me.
So you're...
It also just feels more humiliating because you're naked fighting this bug.
And like and running.
Is it judging me? Yeah. I don't know.
It started to try and fly.
But not to be weird, but like just like me running through the hotel, I didn't want to do that because of the jostling, right? But like there's a mirror there. So you're fighting a bug and you're like catching glimpses of your fighting form.
Like I said.
Right?
Like I said, rock bottom.
Yeah, okay. I get it. Yeah. That would be... No one's going to come through that unscathed. Even an MMA fighter is going to be like, this isn't good. This isn't my best look. You know what I'm saying?
How did you get it though?
The bug
spray. Just the spray.
And then you just.
It just suffocated.
Let it die.
And then did it go down the drain?
No, then you have to pick it up.
Because it was too big for the drain?
Yeah, but I think it came up the drain. But
So you're in that weird, you're like, this is going to take a little bit, but I'm not going to get dressed.
Yeah.
Well, because I just fought for my life. Yeah. And now I'm sweating and need to shower. I hate cockroaches.
All right. Well, if you have a naked story,
yeah,
we would love to hear it. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
My wife works from home. She's often on Zoom calls. This is before she had a dedicated space. Her desk was just kind of in the living room. And I remember it was a very hot day, and I was so mad because it was like we're on the cusp of whether the AC should be turned on or the heat. So I'm always hot, and it was just too hot in the house, and I came down like in a huff, naked. But I was because we have windows, so like I know to cover myself a little bit. But she was on a call, so that I walked.
What were you
background.
Holding? Just you're just holding your hands in front of it.
Yeah, the front.
Let's were your honest. Children the present?
Front, yeah. I need a no. There was only one at the time, and I think he was. I don't know if he was napping or what he was, but no, he wasn't. It's like, not weird. They're little enough. You can walk around naked.
Do me a favor.
Like,
Hold up your hand. Yeah. Okay.
I had two. Two hands.
You didn't use two hands.
Huh? I needed a third hand. No. You could have used it.
Your wife is HR, bro.
I know it was really.
You
bad.
Are so dumb.
Did really the person see you?
They saw a shirt, what they thought was a shirtless man go up, and she's like, I'm sorry, my husband just didn't realize, yeah.
Wow.
So we just played it off like I was shirtless.
Little did they know.
Yeah.
They knew.
I guess you couldn't see real well, I guess, on the camera. They thought it was.
Yeah, those cameras aren't real.
They were
real
being nice. Yeah. They
high
know.
Resolution.
The background's blurred. I don't know. But I was in, yeah.
Yay.
All right. If you have a naked story, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for the times you were naked.
Naked.
I have the exact opposite reaction. When you say naked, it just, oh.
You love
it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it's soothing. Yeah.
Well, I'll change it for Erica. I think it's important to respect her.
Okay.
Tina.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Naked.
Okay, this is like a scene out of a movie, but me and my husband were house sitting for my aunt, and she has a hot tub, and she said, you know, if you don't bring suits, don't wear clothes because the chlorine will mess up if you're wearing clothes in there. So just, it's dark, go out naked. So we do that, but little do we know the door closes and that stick fell. And so we were trapped we don't know the neighbors. I mean, and it's late. So it was pretty hilarious.
What did you do?
Okay, this is where it gets good because they had a doggy door, but it's a pretty small dog.
No.
Yes, and literally my husband's just shoving my butt through there.
Oh my gosh, were you like so scratched up?
Yeah, I kind of caught on my hips, but we made it. So it's a fun story.
Oh. Wait, so no one else was there? You were staying there?
But still, yeah, there's no such thing as naked in the hot tub unless you're a swinger family.
Yeah.
But that's not a real
weird
thing.
Sounds like a cool aunt.
Yeah, she's just trying to get you to get it on in the hot tub.
No.
Babies.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Tina. I was not comfortable with that one. Mark.
Yay.
Naked.
Slacker, you'll appreciate this one. My wife and I went to the Rio one afternoon, had our 3 margarita limit, decided that wasn't good enough, drove to another Rio, had our 3 margarita limit.
Shut up! They're made with like Everclear. Like 3 margaritas is like you're a god. Like you're insane.
Yeah, I was a little insane. Ended up at the house, not really sure how. Both of us passed out. Our teenage kids were worried, so called my sister-in-law, who decided to come over. And she got a glimpse of all of me buck naked, asleep in my bed.
So margaritas make you drop trow then, is what you're saying. You're just like.
Also, you had teenage children and you were like, let's go get 3 more.
Sounds like they're deserving.
Yeah,
that's true.
100%. That's nice, Mark. That's beautiful. Thank you. Aaron?
Yay.
Naked.
Okay. So, back in the college days, I was with my boyfriend, now husband, but we were at his parents' house, and we had a little bit too much to drink, and I was unfamiliar with the house. It was my first time there.
Oh, no.
So, also meeting them for the first time, and we sleep naked, but upstairs where we were at has no bathroom. Mm. So, I make my way downstairs, unfamiliar with the house. and I walk into their bedroom naked.
You went downstairs naked in your future in-laws' home?
Yeah. To find the bathroom.
And I'm going to toot my own horn a little bit. I was a volleyball player, so I was in great shape. So my boyfriend slash husband got a high five in the morning, didn't understand until the story was
told. Oh, my gosh.
Ew.
I like this one, son. Yep.
She's a keeper. If you don't want her, we'll take her.
Oh, man.
Well, that's
no.
Story,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
So.
That's amazing.
Story,
wow. Thank you, Aaron.
It's different than the reaction I got when they're like, take him back. Cover him up.
Nicole?
Yai.
Naked. What happened?
Okay. So I went to school in Southern California. I'd never lived on the West Coast before. Mm-hmm. There was an earthquake.
Ooh. Scary.
That's so weird that you're saying that, because I just had this dream and I was like, and I felt like an earthquake.
In your dream?
In my dream. And I'm like, I wonder if that's what it really feels like.
I could tell you.
You've been in one?
Of course. I lived in California for like 18 years. Oh, well, okay. Wait, 20 something years.
Okay. Well, let's get to the naked part then. Not with you, Erica.
No,
absolutely not.
So, I mean, I was experiencing my first earthquake. And I panicked, and I literally just ran out of my apartment with no clothes on. Okay. Like, I had just gotten out of the shower. And then I got outside, and no one else had run outside.
Because they were all veterans. They knew what was
probably
what.
A baby, and you were just like, no doorway, no under table. I'm getting naked outside.
I'm going. I'm running.
Wonderful.
Earthquakes don't seem so bad.
They don't. How many people saw you naked, Nicole?
I mean, I kind of ran back inside pretty fast once I realized.
Yeah, that's good.
I
just
mean,
channel
it's you.
9.
I don't know. I try not to count and linger.
I understand but you're just scared and you forget that you're not wearing clothes.
Well, right. Nicole, for future reference, stand in a doorway and brace yourself across the doorway.
Mm. All right.
And put on pants.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Thank you for the call. Samantha?
Yai.
Naked. What happened?
Naked. Basically, my husband, to get rid of anybody who comes to the door, you know, be guys trying to sell us solar panels or
have you gotten
somebody to spray for ants this year. Because they're coming constantly, he'll just answer the door naked, and they usually will go away pretty fast.
Also,
diabolical.
Is that illegal?
You're in your house.
You're in my house. Yeah. Don't come here.
Imagine,
no,
knock, knock, knock. This is me coming from Utah. It's the Mormons. I love them, but imagine answering your door naked for them.
Well, you think they'd stay or go?
They would go. That is, it's also quite disrespectful to them. Yeah.
They always go. They leave like immediately.
Are there any
people
that have made a trip back?
Oh my gosh.
No. My husband, love him, but he's a hairy man. And they don't tend to return looking for that.
Also,
usually.
Full nude or like tidy whiteys or towel?
Oh, he'll switch it up. If he's feeling super mischievous, like, he'll go full nude. But most of the time, it's like a tidy whitey, and then he'll put his hand in the waistband, and he'll just, like,
belly.
Like, you called a radio station. You know that, right? Like, you're clearly not embarrassed by this?
Oh, no. I love it. Like, it's making the traffic, like, in front of our doors so much less. Like, it really is. It's like they're calling their friends and saying, don't go there.
Yeah. Just wait till Halloween.
Gosh.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.